You're listening to a WYXR archive, and it's Pledge Drive Week. If you're enjoying this show, please donate today to keep community radio alive in Memphis and this archive going strong. Support right now at WYXR.org.
Right.
Welcome to another edition of the Broke Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR. In Memphis, Tennessee, I am your host, Patrick Sansone, with another hour of music from the 1960s and the 1970s, music that incorporates some symphonic elements into the arrangements. Here at the Broke Down Palace, we play rock, we play pop and folk, soul, combinations of all these things. And let's get going with the band The Doors from their album The Soft Parade from 1969. This is Wishful Sinful here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Wishful crystal water covers everything in blue. Cool and water. Wishful sinful, our love is beautiful to see. I know where I would like to be, right back where I came. Wishful, sinful, wicked blue, water covers you. Magic, rising sun is shining deep beneath the sea, but not enough for you and me. And sunshine, love to hear the wind cry.
Away into the light of day,
but with you I am a stay. It's true, wishful thinking will just bring me down. It's plain to see you own the ground I'm standing on. Doing to my mind in there. Tell me what you're doing. Am I blind? Long ago, everything about you was for me to hold. Now my thoughts about you won't stay cold. And in time I might slip away into the light of day, but with you I'm a stay. It's true, wishful thinking will just bring me down. It's plain to see you on the ground I'm standing on. I remember I
did today. Hear and laugh about our funny little ways while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave. But darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you dawdle. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I come to see myself at last. The time spent confused was the time that I spent without you, and I feel myself in blue. Since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to.
That was The Love and Spoonful with Darling Be Home Soon from the 1967 soundtrack album to the film You're a Big Boy Now, which was the directorial debut of film director Francis Ford Coppola, with songs on the soundtrack written by John Sebastian and performed by Love and Spoonful. And the album was released as a soundtrack album in 1967. The title track to the film was a hit, You're a Big Boy Now, as well as this song, Darlin' Be Home Soon. The film was sort of a 1960s counterculture ensemble comedy that featured a big cast, including the actress Geraldine Page, who was nominated for an Academy Award for her role in the film. We started the set with The Doors from their 1969 album, The Soft Parade. This was certainly their most orchestrated album of their canon, with orchestrations done by the arranger and musician Paul Harris. Paul Harris was a keyboard player and session musician who worked on lots of albums in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. He worked with Stephen Stills as part of his Manassas group. He was in the Souther-Hillman-Furay band, worked with Seals and Crofts, John Sebastian, John Mellencamp, and actually played piano on the album Brighter Later by Nick Drake. After The Doors, we heard The Hollies with Stop Right There from their 1967 album Evolution, a song sung and I believe primarily written by Graham Nash. That was followed by the singer P.P. Arnold with It'll Never Happen Again, a song written by Tim Hardin from her 1968 album Kafunta, which was on the Immediate Records label and produced by the Rolling Stones manager and owner of Immediate Records, Andrew Oldham. P.P. Arnold had been a member of the Iketts with Ike and Tina Turner and went to the UK in the mid-60s and found herself as a background singer on a lot of sessions by some of the great British artists of the time. She sang on the Small Faces tracks Ichiku Park and Tin Soldier. Cat Stevens worked with a lot of great artists in the British scene, and also a connection to Paul Harris, who we mentioned earlier. She is singing backup vocals on Nick Drake's Poor Boy, in which Paul Harris is playing keyboards. And this album, Kafunta, was her second album as a solo artist. And the orchestral arrangements on this record were done by John Paul Jones, the bass player for Led Zeppelin, before the formation of Led Zeppelin. Let's get into the second set here with Glenn Campbell. And this is a song written by Jimmy Webb called Wichita Lineman. Here on the Baroque Down Palace.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for a singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all. Wichita lineman is still on the line. Than want you, and I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Thank you.
In my technicolor dream, I see orange, I see green, I see red and I see blue, I see me and I see you.
Drilling through the spirit to sound. baby, it's slow. When lights go low, there's no help.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun. We fly just begun.
That was the Carpenters with We've Only Just Begun, a song written by the songwriting team of Paul Williams and Roger Nichols, which began its life as a commercial for a local bank in California in 1970. And the ad campaign was very successful, especially with young people, due to the song. And Richard Carpenter of the Carpenters heard the song on television one day and thought it would be a great song for he and his sister Karen Carpenter to record, so reached out to Paul Williams to flesh the song out a little bit more. I think add the bridge section. And they had a huge hit with it. And the orchestration on the track was done by Richard Carpenter himself. We started the set with Glenn Campbell and the Jimmy Webb composition Wichita Lineman, which was released in 1968 on an album of the same name. The song was written by Jimmy Webb as a follow-up to the previous big hit he had had with Glenn Campbell, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. And the track features the cream of the crop session musicians from LA called the Wrecking Crew, of which Glenn Campbell was also a member. Carol Kay on bass, Hal Blaine on drums, and Glenn Campbell on guitar. These are some of the same musicians that had worked on the Beach Boys recordings for Pet Sounds, and it shares kind of a similar sound world in a way. And the beautiful orchestration was done by producer-arranger Al DeLore. After Glenn Campbell, it was the Alan Brown, sometimes referred to as the Alan Brown Set, with Technicolor Dream from their album Outward Bound from 1968. They were sort of a club band on the London soul scene, but recorded this slice of English late 60s psychedelia in 1968. After that, it was the Walker Brothers with The Electrician from the album Night Flights from 1978. This was sort of a reunion album for the Walker Brothers, who had had some big hits, especially in Britain in the mid-60s, including their big hit, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. And then Scott Walker, one of the members of the Walker Brothers, who were not actually brothers, but the trio referred to themselves as the Walker Brothers. They were actually three singers from California who had migrated to the UK in the mid-60s and became pop stars. Scott Walker, or Scott Engle, made a string of incredible solo records in the late 60s and went on to have a very long and adventurous career, making a lot of avant-garde music in the 80s and 90s and into the 2000s. But this was a reunion record for the Walker Brothers in 1978 and was the last album that they made together as the Walker Brothers. The song was very influential. David Bowie later recorded a version of it, and the song inspired Midge Ure to write the Ultravox classic Vienna. The orchestral arrangements on the track were done by the New Zealand musician Dave McRae, who had also been a member of the band Matching Mole. And we ended the set with the Carpenters, and we've only just begun. We're going to take a short break, but we will be back to the show after this with more Baroque Down Palace. Welcome back to the show. Let's get going with our third set of music here with the Peppermint Rainbow. This is Green Tambourine here on the Baroque Down Palace. Pennies, I'll take anything.
jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you'll hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Time there lived an old miser man by the name of Silas Dinty. He carried all his money in a little black box,
which was heavy as a rock with a big padlock.
All the little kids would shout when Silas was about.
Money, 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 man, money, money, man.
There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
Money, 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 money,
money, money, bags. There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
Silas didn't eat, which was just as well. He would starve himself for a penny. He wore old clothes and he never won.
Cause soap cost a lot and the dirt kept him hot.
All the little kids were shocked when Silas was about.
Money, 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 money,
money, money, money bags. There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
Money, money, money,
money, money, money bags. There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
In the back of his head was a voice that said,
someone will steal it all.
He'll be lying in the gutter with an empty box.
The thieves will be having a ball.
Money, 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 money,
money, money, money bags. There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
Money, money, money,
money, money, money, money bags. There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
Money, money, money,
money, money, money bags. There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
Getting out of power. time, I don't really mind. I don't really mind if that's the way you feel.
I don't mind.
Let this be gone.
I don't mind.
Decide it on what you really want. What you really want. I'm not going to plead so that no one is stopping you right when you get to wherever you're going to. I might have gone, but I'm too much involved to forget all my problems and think of them solved. I'm not in the habit of running. My fears are the black hole, and I'm less concerned with your secrets than if I quite carry on. So if you want a little bit of attention, why not make a spectacle of yourself in public? Or maybe you could credit to me with having enough understanding to merit a word. Besides, this is the end, and goodbye, it was real. But then, if that's the way you feel, let this be.
That was The Nazz with If That's the Way You Feel from their debut album from 1968. The Nazz was the first band featuring the very young musical genius Todd Rundgren. He was 19 at the time of this debut album. He wrote all the songs on the album, produced the album. The lead singer of The Nazz was singer Robert Stuckey Antoni, who is the featured lead singer on this particular song. The string arrangement was done by the 19-year-old Todd Rundgren. This album had a minor hit at the time with a song called Open My Eyes, and the song Hello, It's Me, which Todd Rundgren later re-recorded for one of his early solo albums, was originally on this album as well. We started the set with the band Peppermint Rainbow and the song Green Tambourine, a song that has an interesting history. It was originally a hit for a band called the Lemon Pipers, and that track was a big hit in 1968. After the success of that version, Paul Laika, the writer and producer of the song, was enlisted to produce a band called Peppermint Rainbow, and they recorded their own version of the song, but it is using the exact same backing track as the Lemon Pipers version. So we basically just gave them the musical backing track from the master tapes, and they recorded new vocals to that. And that is the version we just heard. After Peppermint Rainbow, we heard The Who with the song Silas Stingy from their 1967 album, The Who Sell Out, a song that was written by bass player John Entwistle and also features his French horn playing. And after that, it was Bridget St. John with the beautiful City Crazy from her album Songs for the Gentle Man, released in 1971 and produced and arranged by Richard Geeson, who had also done some arranging with Pink Floyd. And we ended the set with The Nazz and If That's the Way You Feel. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Baroque Down Palace. Thank you so much for spending this hour with me. It is my pleasure to bring this music to you every week. And we are going to go out with B.B. King with the song Chains and Things, which came out on his 1970 album, Indianola, Mississippi Seeds. This is B.B. King here on the Baroque Down Palace. Baroque Down Palace comes to you from WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and is brought to you by the generosity of listeners like you. Donate to your local station today. More information can be found at baroquedownpalace.com.